All right, a lot of people have reached out to me in regards to Chad Kelly and said, what about second chances? What about giving the guy another opportunity? What if the guy's got a problem? Well, I agree with you. The guy does have a problem. He's got a real issue, and that issue is stupidity, right? If you continue to make the same mistake over and over and over and over and again, then what am I supposed to do for you? Like, I believe in second chances. I do. I believe in third chances and fourth chances, and I believe in grace. And I believe that all those things are important for Chad Kelly. I just believe he needs to find them somewhere else. Not in my organization. Not on my football team. Because you have been brought into an organization, and part of the reason you were brought into is because of the relationship that the manager, the general manager of this organization, has with another Hall of Fame quarterback in Jim Kelly. Their bond, their friendship, all the way back to the 83 class of quarterbacks. And what you did was take a dump on that relationship. And you have done it consistently throughout your life. I mean, you did it getting kicked out of Clemson. You did it in bars in Buffalo multiple times. Like, you have done it over and over again. And you wonder why. Like, you look at yourself and go, well, why can't I get a second chance? Yeah, I hope you get a second chance. I just don't believe it can be here. I believe you've worn out your welcome. And, you know, that's the reality of it. It's tough. Hey, adulting is hard, you know, and you should try it. Because that's where we are right now as an organization. And I believe if you don't do it as a Broncos organization, if you continue to facilitate it, if you enable the behavior, guess what? It shows weakness as an organization. I'm telling you, you know, it's not about, hey, it's not about extending grace. And, hey, you can extend grace. Get the kid help. Send him to rehab. I'm all for that. Send him to rehab. Cut him. And then pay for his rehab. This is the way we're going to do this. Here you go. You want to extend grace? You want to show that you, you know, you're a compassionate organization? Great. You've been cut, and here, we're going to pay for your rehab. Doesn't that do both? The bottom line is this organization needs some toughness about it, and it needs some no-nonsense about it, and it needs to start with Chad Kelly. And that's where I sit right now. And yeah, I know it puts you in a lurch. I know it puts you in a tough position. I know it puts you in a tough quarterbacking position with only Kevin Hogan as the backup for Case Keenum. I don't care. I don't. I don't care that you're in a tough position. You're in a tough position because of the decisions you've made. You are where you are because of the decisions you've made in your life. That goes for the Broncos, and that also goes for Chad Kelly. The world isn't picking on you. You know, nobody slipped a Mickey into your drink. Like, yeah, you know, it's on you. If you've got a problem with partying and drinking, I've got an idea. Don't do it. You got a party, you got a problem with drugs, stay away from them. Right? Get yourself some help. Understand what your weaknesses are, and make sure you don't put yourselves in those positions. And until you take responsibility for it as an organization or as a quarterback, man, I'm telling you what, nothing will ever change. Grow up, drop a set of nuts, and take responsibility for where you are in your life, all right? And as far as the quarterbacking situation, you don't deserve to get your cleats on the grass.